理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 1. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once.After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11.What am I going to do? I have a big paper due Monday, but I promised Laura we'd clean the apartment this weekend.
Why don't you just see if Laura will postpone it for a week?
What does the man suggest the woman do?
Question 12. Maggie, I've just read a magazine article. It says that eggs are one of the most healthful foods.
But next to potatoes, I believe.
What does the woman mean?Question 13. It's been pouring for 3 days now. I am wondering if it will ever stop.
And tomorrow is going to be my day at the beach. But if it doesn't clear up by then, I'll just have to forget about it.
What does the woman imply?Question 14. I'll have to give my presentation in class tomorrow, and I am so nervous.
Why don't you use me as your audience?
What does the woman suggest the man do?
Question 15. Do you think Mike is serious with Joyce or not?
As far as I know, he never went anywhere without her, and she's almost become his second half.
What can be inferred from this conversation?
Question 16. I agreed with your proposal at the meeting this morning. It was a good one.
You should have backed me up then, when I needed it.
What does the woman mean?Question 17. You call Mary a dreamer, but I think she has many good ideas.
Good ideas are only useful if you can make something out of them.
Why does the woman think Mary is a dreamer?
Question 18. I have to call Kate and tell her about the interview tomorrow afternoon.
Why bother? You will see her this afternoon at the meeting.
What does the man mean? Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. When do people start work in American offices?
Well, the official workday starts at 9 a.m. This should really mean 9 o'clock, not 10 past or half past 9.
Do people work very hard in American offices?
Well, in America, one is being paid for one's time. So employees are expected to find other work if their own desks are clear, or to help someone else with his or her work. But you never sit idle, doing nothing.
Yes, as the saying goes, time is money.
Exactly. Your employer owns your time while he is paying for it. That is precisely what time is money means.
What about lunch hours? Do you have to take them seriously?
Oh, yes, sure. An employee's lunch hour should be taken within the period allowed.
Do you have the flexi-time system?
Yes, flexible working hours are starting or ending earlier or later. Well, for the same reason as in Europe, to keep traffic and commuting problems down. And as more women now work, it gives more family time.
Could you say something about contracts of hiring in America?
Well, in some countries, people relax once they have got a job, because they know they will almost never be fired, unless they do something wrong. But it's different in America.
You mean that your employer can just fire you in America?
No. Of course there is legal protection, so employees cannot be unjustly fired without good reasons. Workers must do a good job, produce well, and get along with their colleagues. Or they can be let go, as it is called. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. How do American workers treat their work? Question 20. What is one of the advantages of the flexible working hours system? Question 21. Which of the following is a precondition for an American worker to keep his job? Conversation 2.
Hi, Tim. I'm really sorry to hear about your dad. My sincerest condolences go out to you and your family. He was such a great man.
Thanks. As you know, he had been sick for some time before he passed away, so we were somewhat prepared.
So, how's your mom taking it?
Oh, it's been really hard on her. I don't think she gets over something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. My heart really goes out to her. How's your mom going to be able to manage things alone?
Well, financially, mom will be able to live a secure life from now on. I mean, dad had life insurance and substantial investments in property and stocks. So returns on those should take care of her. But our main concern is her emotional state. She is really down. So a call now and again should brighten her day.
So, what are the funeral arrangements?
Well, some of the family members will get together on Tuesday morning for a private memorial service, but there will be a viewing in the afternoon from 2 to 3, followed by a funeral service. One of my uncles will give the eulogy.
I wish there was something I could do.
Well, actually, there is. You know, Dad really admired you a lot, and before he died, he'd asked if you'd sing a musical number at the funeral.
Really? I'd be honored.
It would really mean a lot to the family.
Sure. Then, see you on Tuesday.
Okay, see you then.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What can be inferred about the man's father from the conversation? Question 23. What can we learn about the man's mother? Question 24.
When will the public viewing for the man's father be arranged?
Question 25. What does the man ask the woman to do at the funeral?
Section B. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. The World Health Organization, or WHO, says more effort is needed to stop the trade in forged medicines. The United Nations Health Agency says countries must work together to fight the growing threat from drugs that are not what they seem. WHO officials discussed the problem during a recent high-level meeting in Rome. Delegates at the conference included representatives of government agencies, consumer groups, and the drug industry. Forged medicines trick people into believing they are taking something that will make them well. Instead, it might make them sicker or even kill them. The World Health Organization says forged medicines are present in all countries. Experts point out the problem is worst in developing countries. Forged medicines are thought to represent 10% of drug sales worldwide. A group in the United States estimates that profits from forged drug sales will reach $75 billion by 2010. The Center for Medicines in the Public Interest estimated the profits last year at almost $40 billion. WHO officials say identifying forged medicines is getting more difficult. Criminals are improving their methods. Representatives at the meeting in Rome agreed to create an international expert group. Among its duties, the new group will try to strengthen national laws and establish better systems to identify forged drugs.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What did WHO officials discuss during a recent high-level meeting in Rome? Question 27. Where is the problem of forged drugs worst, according to experts? Question 28. Why is it becoming increasingly difficult to identify forged medicines? Passage 2. It is often difficult for a man to be quite sure what tax he ought to pay to the government, because it depends on so many different things. Whether a man is married, how many children he has, whether he supports any relations, how much he earns, how much interest he receives, how much he has spent on his house during the year, and so on and so forth. All this makes it difficult to decide exactly how much the tax is. There was a certain artist who was always very careful to pay the proper amount. One year, after posting his check as usual, he began to wonder if he had paid enough, and after a lot of work, with a pencil and paper, decided that he had not. He believed that he owed the government something. He was just writing another check to send to the tax collector when the postman dropped a letter into the box at the front door. Opening it, the artist was surprised to find inside it a check for £5 from the tax collector. The official explained that too much had been paid, and that therefore the difference was now returned to the taxpayer.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. According to the passage, why is it difficult for people to decide the exact amount of tax to be paid? Question 30. What conclusion did the artist draw about the tax he had paid after lots of calculating work? Question 31. Why did the tax collector send a letter to the artist? Passage 3. For a century, much attached to national symbols, France took the imminent death of the franc calmly. It was as if an ancient great-great-uncle were about to pass away, a time for nostalgia and regret, rather than grief. Unlike the German mark, the franc has never been a symbol of national rebirth or glory. Its recent history was relatively stable, but it had to be revalued as recently as 1960. In the 1950s, its value and reputation were so weak that French politicians considered abolishing it and replacing it with something else, based on the value of the pound. But money is money after all. It is with us every day. It was surprising that such a conservative people did not express great sorrow for the loss of their familiar francs. It was also surprising they did not feel a greater sense of aesthetic loss, for the franc had always been one of the world's most beautiful currencies. The name franc was first used in 1360 to celebrate and help to pay for the release of King Jean II, who was captured by the still poundless English. He created the franc, or free, to celebrate the occasion. Over the next 400 years, The name came and went, but was finally restored by the revolution in 1795. On February the 17th, 2002, the French franc disappeared completely from the financial scene.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. How did the French feel for the loss of their franc? Question 33. When did the French politicians think of replacing the franc with some other currency? Question 34. Why was the French currency named franc when it was first used in the 14th century? Question 35. How many years had the franc existed until its disappearance?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
U.S. scientists have created an artificial form of life from synthetic genes, a virus that reproduces itself. The virus, known as Phi-X, is a simple, well-studied organism that is harmless to humans. VOA's David McAllery reports that scientists hope that their man-made version of a natural virus can eat bacteria. In 1978, it became the first form of life whose genetic code was decoded. That is, the scientists documented the sequence of chemicals that make up its DNA, the material that determines the physical characteristics of every living thing. Researchers say their synthetic microbe was able to infect and kill bacteria cells as efficiently as the natural one. Researchers call this demonstration of a principle that can serve as a stepping stone to manipulating more complex organisms, hundreds or thousands of times larger than Phi-X. The project was funded by the U.S. Department of Energy, which is seeking to develop biological methods of energy production and create organisms that can help clean the environment. Spencer Abraham, the head of the U.S. Department of Energy, calls the research a key step in efforts to understand how biological systems work. He says future applications of the technology might improve yields of farm crops that are more resistant to disease.
Now the passage will be read again. U.S. scientists have created an artificial form of life from synthetic genes, a virus that reproduces itself. The virus, known as Phi-X, is a simple, well-studied organism that is harmless to humans. VOA's David McAllery reports that scientists hope that their man-made version of a natural virus can eat bacteria. In 1978, it became the first form of life whose genetic code was decoded. That is, the scientists documented the sequence of chemicals that make up its DNA, the material that determines the physical characteristics of every living thing. Researchers say their synthetic microbe was able to infect and kill bacterial cells as efficiently as the natural one. Researchers call this demonstration of a principle that can serve as a stepping stone to manipulating more complex organisms hundreds of thousands of times larger than Phi X. The project was funded by the US Department of Energy, which is seeking to develop biological methods of energy production and create organisms that can help clean the environment. Spencer Abraham, the head of the U.S. Department of Energy, calls the research a key step in efforts to understand how biological systems work. He says future applications of the technology might improve yields of farm crops that are more resistant to disease.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. U.S. scientists have created an artificial form of life from synthetic genes, a virus that reproduces itself. The virus known as Phi X is a simple, well-studied organism that is harmless to humans. VOA's David McGallery reports that scientists hope that their man-made version of a natural virus can eat bacteria. In 1978, it became the first form of life whose genetic code was decoded. That is, the scientists documented the sequence of chemicals that make up its DNA, the material that determines the physical characteristics of every living thing. Researchers say their synthetic microbe was able to infect and kill bacteria cells as efficiently as the natural one. Researchers call this demonstration of a principle that can serve as a stepping stone to manipulating more complex organisms hundreds or thousands of times larger than Phi X. The project was funded by the U.S. Department of Energy, which is seeking to develop biological methods of energy production and create organisms that can help clean the environment. Spencer Abraham, the head of the U.S. Department of Energy, calls the research a key step in efforts to understand how biological systems work. He says future applications of the technology might improve yields of farm crops that are more resistant to disease.
Thank you.